This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us one of the scenes from the Day of Judgment, a part of which is his statement, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. And the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, meaning he will say, Oh my Lord, my people have taken this Qur'an as something deserving of being neglected, being abandoned. And of course, this applies primarily to the people who rejected the Qur'an to begin with, did not accept it in principle to begin with. However, since this is the month of renewing our vows with the Qur'an, Qayyim rahimahullah says there are lesser forms of this negligence. Of them is not seeking the Qur'an above all else as your source of guidance, your source of mercy, as your source of healing. Because Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Right? And we sent down of this Qur'an a means to cure you and a means of mercy for the believers. And of course, this is not just about worldly mercy and physical healing and cure from what may ail our physical bodies, but to cure our hearts, of course, to cure our profile in front of the Lord of the worlds, to cure our worldview, how we see the world. And from there, I wish to speak about certain passages in the Quran for my reminders throughout the month of Ramadan, in addition, inshallah, to what Sheikh Ibrahim and Imam Tom Fakini will be sharing with us on their respective nights, which are Amthalul Quran. The Amthal, or the parables, you know, the parables are like the examples that the Quran gives. There are over 40 of these as a mercy, a special mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives you. He doesn't just tell you, but He shows you something to adjust your lens, to remind yourself of the greatness of God, of the insignificance of man, of the fleeting nature of this world. He makes you stand in front of an image. You know, He says this in the Quran many times. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These amthal, these parables that we strike for the people, it's so that they may think. These are the most powerful to get you to think. Because I like to think of them as incomplete stories. And nobody likes an incomplete story. So they're the most potent to tell, to figure out what's the rest of the story. Because they are basically like symbols. You know, symbolism. There's like an image in front of you that's pointing to something else that you're not fully told. So it's most likely that you're going to go look for it. That's why Allah says in another verse, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And we strike these parables, these examples for people to help them. Perhaps they'll be better off in terms of remembering what they need to remember. Once again, the greatness of God, your worldview, the fleeting nature of this world, that it's actually quite small. And what's left of this small world is smaller. And what my share of what the small of the small that's remaining is even smaller. It strikes these for you. And this is why in one ayah also Allah Azza wa Jal says, and these examples I strike, وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And only those that are alim, but alim here doesn't mean a specialist per se. Alim here means someone with an enlightened mind. Only the people whose minds are cured, whose minds are healed, who are able to ponder correctly, people of pure thoughts, are people that get it out of these parables. That things get turned on for them out of these parables. So half of the job we will do, inshallah, together here, in these reminders, which is to unpack some of these parables. As for what they point to, that's going to be a mission for us all. But Allah gave you a huge dose of His mercy through parables. That's my only message tonight. I said there's over 40 of them, and you know this, that when you want someone to understand something, you say, come, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example to bring it a little closer. So Allah, who does not need us and does not benefit from our righteousness in any way, if all of us had the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would not increase Allah in anything, right? If all of us had the heart of Iblis, a'udhu billah, it would not take anything away from him. But he wants you. This is his mercy. He wants you to understand, and he knows that you understand better with images, with stories. I remember once I took one of several courses I've taken over the years in public speaking. And the man said to us, this man was like a scientist when it came to public speaking. Everything to him was numbers. And he was just so thorough. And he said to all of us, he trains like even presidents of small countries and people in really high places that are always doing press conferences. And so I found myself in his audience for a full day. He said to me, I want you to think of the most powerful talk you ever heard in your life. Everybody got it? You can do this now, right? He says, now I challenge you to think of 5 separate points from that talk. You won't be able to. And that's your best talk you've ever heard, right? 5 separate points. He said, most people can't think of more than 3, maybe 4 points of the best talk they've ever heard. And usually the number one thing they will remember is what? In the talk, the story that was told in the talk. Right? That's what lingers in their thought. And so Allah, who wants these images that will inshallah deliver us to linger in our thoughts, they are captured in these powerful passages of the Quran called the Amthal of the Quran. And that's why when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to help people understand, he would not give up any opportunity without striking a parable for them. So that will be our journey, inshallah ta'ala. This was the preface to it. May Allah Azza wa Jal make easy our path and enlighten our minds and cure our worldviews with these amthal, with these divine parables. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakallah.